Here's a thought I'll cleverly title, My Old Photos Are Not Sharp, because I want to talk about the fact that my old photos are not sharp. They simply aren't. The problem with film photography and sharpness is a complex one, and passions can run high on this, I know. So I hope I'm not stepping on anybody's toes, but the reality is, film photography just does not create as sharp an image as digital photography does for technical reasons, not the least of which is that film photography requires that the image pass through two sets of complex lenses, the first one on your camera, the second one on your enlarger. This is part of the reason why contact prints always look sharper than enlargements, because that enlargement, when you enlarge the negative, it has to go through the enlarging lens and be focused and all of that. So whatever errors or degradation that is introduced by optics is doubled in film photography. And that's simply a fact of mechanics and optics that cannot be denied. Then, on top of that, digital photographs can be artificially sharpened. And let's be honest about that, too. When we do sharpening in Photoshop, it's not really making the image any sharper. It's creating more contrasty edges, which have a tendency to look sharper, but they're not any sharper. They don't resolve more because you've applied Photoshop sharpening or Lightroom or whatever. But the bottom line is, getting past all of the technological discussions, my old photos just don't look sharp by today's standards. And that's a complexity in viewing images that is, I don't know how to get rid of that. When I look at an old photograph now, an old print, they just don't look as sharp as the current ones do. And I guess the only practical way to think about this is to accept it as a fact of the technology of its day. By the same token, when we look at daguerreotypes, we don't criticize them using the same technological standards of gelatin silver printing. When we look at digital prints, I think it's unfair to apply digital print standards of technology to gelatin silver prints. But boy, is it tempting to do so, because the aesthetic is so similar. The aesthetic of daguerreotypes was so different from a 8x10 gelatin silver enlargement that it was easier to make the transition and to not compare the two from a technological point of view. But it is a reality that we have to deal with now. This really came home to me when I was trying to mix some images that I had exposed originally on film with some more recent images that I had done in digital. And it was just so obvious which was which. The question is, would it be obvious to my audience? Or is it only obvious to me?